We spoke on Sunday about the Inyan of Slichot, and I want to just check a few more boxes to do with some of the Minhagim and Halakot of the Slichot. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a sort of kuntres on the Halakot of Slichot, so I want to flag up a few points from there. One of the observations he makes is that very often it happens that almost always it seems to happen, the Shtav Tzibur is going very, very fast, and people in the Tzibur can't catch up. They're still in the middle of one of the Slichot. When the Tzibur gets to the Yud Gimel Midot, should they interrupt their Slicha and say the Yud Gimel Midot with the Tzibur, or should they just carry on with the Slicha? So he says they should definitely interrupt and say the Yud Gimel Midot, the Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Lachanans, together with the congregation. At the end of the Slichot, we have various paragraphs in Aramaic, Makay Umasei, Amar and Divishmaya. And generally the rule is that you don't say things in Aramaic, Bichidut, you only say it as part of a tzib, or part of a minyan. So the question is, again, this is not uncommon, that you're lagging behind everybody else, they've already finished, and you're still saying up to Marandu Shmai or something like that. Can you say it or not? The question is, does the tzibur need to be, do you need to have a tzibur saying it, or is it just enough that there's a tzibur present? So Rav Moshe Sternbach is of the opinion, as long as there's a minyan present in the shul, even though everybody else has finished, you can still say it. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halichot Shlomo, he opines differently, and he actually says that if the Slichot is over, they've said the Kaddish Shalem at the end, so then you don't say it anymore. But if Slichot is still going on, even though people they're saying Tachanun and or whatever it is, they're saying Vanachnu Lo Neda, and you're only up to Marandu Shmaya, then that's all right. What happens if you're saying Slichot in the morning? And again, you're always a late finisher with Slichot, and it means you're going to have to miss out some of Pesukei Dezimra so that you hit Baruch Hu together with the Tzibur. What's the best thing to do? So Rav Moshe Sternbach says, actually, in that case, the best thing to do is to miss out some of the Slichot rather than to miss out Pesukei Dezimra. Why? Because Slichot is essentially a minhag, whereas Pesukei Dezimra is part of the Ikka Takana of Tefillah, and therefore it takes precedence. So certainly, you know, when you get to towards the end of the Slichot, not all minhagim have vidui three times. It should be sufficient to say vidui once and to miss out the other two viduis, to miss out some of the extra tchinot at the end, etc., etc., so that you can start Sukita Zimra the right together with everybody else and not be lagging behind. Sometimes you say Slichot not at Shacharit and not at Katzot, but it might even be that you're saying Slichot at Mincha. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva about this, where people, for whatever reason, they can't say Slichot very early in the morning, they can't say it at midnight, it's going to disturb their sleep so much. Rav Avadia doesn't like the notion of saying Slichot before Chatzot, so he said better to say it at Mincha time. It could be a person just overslept in the morning, they got to shul, it's time for they missed Slichot, they hadn't reset their alarm for this week, so it's still on last week's times. They got to shul, and they're just starting brachot. They've forgotten about Slichot. So they're going to daven shacharit, and then they've got to rush off to work. So, okay, they'll say Slichot at mincha time. Should they say Slichot before mincha or after mincha? Do we say tadiv shein or tadiv? And mincha should take precedence. So Rav Moshe Sternbach says that, no, the Slichot should come first, because Slichot are essentially a hakdama to the tefillah. That's they introduce the tefillah, they enhance all of the tefillah that you're going to say subsequent to that. And that also explains why, you know, generally speaking, we start Slichot in the mornings after Zman Shacharit has started. It's well after Alot HaShachar, it's actually after Hanetzach Hama already. So why don't we apply the principle of Tadir Sheino Tadir and Davin Shacharit first and then say the Slichot? The answer is, not just because we're supposed to have said the Slichot earlier, but because Slichot are an introduction to the Tefillot of the day. And actually, I've wondered on a number of occasions, quite a few shuls, including our own shul, we used to do this. We had nighttime slichot, albeit before chatzot, we had nighttime slichot. We always used to daven maariv, followed by slichot. And I'm not sure why we did that. It seems that it would be better to daven slichot followed by maariv, even though tadeh koten. Slichot is an introduction to the tefillot of the day. So we're about to daven maariv. Let's say slichot first. I think in the popular perception, it's sort of, well, really slichot belong between maariv and shachrit, but that's not necessarily the case. So it seems there would be good grounds to say slichot first and then daven maariv. Final point that he flags up is that a person's allowed to be the chazan for slichot more than once on the same day. Something can happen. You know, you've got chazans, this person's davened in the early minyan, daven slichot, and he's wrapping up his tefillin about to go, and the next minyan comes in, and there's nobody there who really knows how to lead the slichot properly. So they say to him, oh, can you lead slichot for us again? The answer would be yes. Ad kan.